Good morning, everyone. It is my first official act as a news host this morning. I'm going to shamelessly rip off Neil Armstrong, the astronaut. It's one small step for Iraq on the road to independence, but it's a giant leap for U.S. policy. What's going on in Baghdad today? As part of the new security agreement, the status of forces agreements between the United States and the Iraqi government, Baghdad actually is taking control of the green zone, that roughly 6 square miles of safety, so-called sanctuary in
Baghdad. Iraq is taking control.
Right. The Iraqi government in Baghdad is taking control of the green zone. The Iraqis get to decide which buildings, what parts should be opened up to the rest of the city, who can go in and out. They're in charge of security. They're even beginning to take rent from the Americans. And for a look at what the implications for this pact are for U.S. policy and where it's going to be tested in the days ahead, we're joined by Campbell Robertson. He's the Iraq War correspondent for the New York, one of the Iraq War correspondents for the New York Times. He joins us from Baghdad on a very heavily delayed line. Campbell Robertson, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
When is the first test of the status of forces agreements on this scale, the green zone being handed over this morning?
I mean, I think your Neil Armstrong analogy was apt. Everybody's been saying, I was at a ceremony today over there, and baby steps is what everybody's been saying. I don't know that we'll see anything major in the, you know, maybe in the next 1, 2, or 3 months. I mean, the Iraqis are taking over the checkpoints slowly. They've already moved into the Republican Palace, which the embassy moved out of. But in terms of major changes, that's gonna come down the line, I think.
How can you gauge the sense of Iraqi civilians in being comfortable with Iraqis manning these checkpoints as opposed to American soldiers? There's a whole sectarian complication there, and I'm wondering how long it's going to take for people in Baghdad particularly and Iraq generally to become comfortable with seeing Iraqis in control here.
Well, I mean, there's a really long history here of sort of nasty elements making their way into the security forces. And I mean, the Army looks pretty good. You talk to Americans, and they, particularly Army, the police still getting there. But the Army, you know, is proficient. But what they worry about is, you know, the Americans are very strict. They don't have friends and relatives, and they're worried that, you know, Uncle Ahmed comes through, and they kind of just let him go through, and it would just be a looser security situation. And that, particularly the ones who work in the green zone, who feel they're already jeopardized a little bit because of their association with Americans, they're terrified about it. I mean, they feel like it's going to be a much looser security situation.
Are there any steps that the Iraqis are taking to counteract this perception, as you've sort of sketched out there, that it's sort of it's not what you know, it's who you know in security, and if you have an arrangement, a side deal with the person at the checkpoint, you can get past no matter what you're carrying? Is there any way they can affirmatively establish that those rules maybe don't apply anymore?
Well, I mean, they've got, you know, one of the units that's in charge of the security is this, they're called the Baghdad Brigade, and they're a pretty elite unit that reports directly to the Prime Minister. So these guys mean business, and all these scanning machines and these sort of toys that the Americans have had access to at the checkpoints, you know, there's a whole training course the Iraqis. So, you know, I mean, there's really no way to prove you can do it than by doing it, I suppose.
And Campbell, this is certainly a test, because the next big milestone would be that U.S. troops are supposed to be out of Iraqi cities by the end of June. So if this goes well, then it's more likely that next milestone will be hit, right?
Well, I would think so. I mean, first of all, the troops, that's technically combat troops, and a lot of this is definitional. I mean, you know, there's a lot on the sofa saying this, that, and the other, and, well, how do you define this? How do you define that? So there will be troops in the cities, but there won't be quote-unquote combat troops. Well, you know, there'll be advisors, whatever that means.
It sounds like there's a degree of uncertainty there. Can we answer the question, is it a happy new year in Baghdad this morning, Campbell, before we go?
It's cold, but I think it's happy. I'm sitting right now looking across the river at the green zone, and there's a park in front of me, and people seem to be out playing soccer and hanging out. So far, hope it stays that way.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you if it changes, that's for sure. Campbell Robertson, Iraq war correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks so much, Campbell.
Thanks, and Happy New Year.
Campbell Robertson, of course, in Baghdad. Darn.